Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News. Finally, I'm speaking to Grammy Award-winning recording artist Dan Reynolds. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Okay, good. You're with the Imagine Dragons. Congratulations on your great success, and thank you for coming and speaking today. You're going to talk about a battle that you're having with a chronic disease and its latest initiative. We also have on the phone here Dr. Hillary Norton. Hi, Dr. Norton. How are you?
Hi, doing well. Thank you for having us today.
Okay, you're a rheumatologist. And we're going to talk about arthritis, inflammatory arthritis of the spine called ankylosing spondylitis, if I'm saying it okay here.
You got it.
Known as AS, okay? And I'll be frank with you, I have some pain from my back down my leg, and my part of my foot is numb. And so I'm dealing with something, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Maybe it's this. In any case, so this is of concern to me. And Dan, tell us, how this has affected you, and when did this start to affect you?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that you're having some pain, and I hope you figure it out. 10 years ago, I was in a great deal of pain that affected me really in my hips, my upper butt. It affects people in different ways, though. Some people in the spine, in the back, in the ankles. 10 years ago, though, I did not know what it was. There was no point of injury. There wasn't some mechanical thing that I could point to and said that's what happened. And it got, you know, worse. Was really bad at night. I'd wake up super stiff in the mornings, and I didn't know what it was. Doctors didn't know what it was that I was seeing, or they would misdiagnose me, which was really frustrating. And that went on for years. So finally, when I saw a rheumatologist and got a correct diagnosis of ankylosing spondylitis, it was really a great relief to me, and I was able to get on a treatment plan that really saved my life. And saved the future of the band. At the time, we were tiny and playing little clubs, and I was in so much pain that I just thought I was going to have to give it up. So I was really fortunate to have finally seen a rheumatologist, and that's our goal now, is to make it so people don't go through that process. And that's why we direct people to monsterpaininthe.as.com. People like yourself, even maybe if you think that this sounds like something you have, you could take a 3-minute quiz and find out if it sounds like you do, and then direct you to a rheumatologist in your area.
Thank you for the website. The website again is what?
It's a Monster Pain in the AS. So a little play on words. Monsterpaininthas.com. You just take a few minute quiz, and it'll help you to know if it sounds like you do have AS, and then direct you to a rheumatologist in your area.
Okay, Dr. Norton, tell us, I mean, as far as you see symptoms and what people should look at, because it seems that this whole nerves and the whole body is one complicated item, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
How do you go about diagnosing this, something like this, and what are some of the treatments that someone can use? Like Dan, what can he use now to change his life?
So, 80% of people have back pain at some point in their lives, and this is why there is such a delay in diagnosis, because often when you develop back pain and you're young, you're either not seeking treatment right away, or it's mistaken for something called mechanical back pain, which includes muscles, vertebrae, joints in the back. And that's different than AS, which is inflammatory back pain. So AS is a chronic inflammatory disease. And the back pain for AS can be really scary, because it can get really bad at night. And commonly people need to get out of bed at night, but as the disease progresses, it can be very hard to even move and get up. Stiffness can be very bad. Generally things get better with activity, but as the disease progresses, activity can become hard. This can affect the spine, the hips, the buttocks, even the neck as the disease progresses, and sometimes heels and other joints. In early stages of the disease, people can have fatigue, fevers, and generally feel pretty bad. So when I work with patients on a treatment plan, in addition to medications, and we have very good medications called biologics, which treat this disease, we also work on healthy lifestyle choices, which make a big difference. So things like exercising on a regular basis, eating anti-inflammatory foods, getting enough rest, all of those things can really help to manage the disease.
Does an MRI help here in the back to tell you what's going on?
Well, we will do a number of diagnostic studies when diagnosing AS. We will do some blood work to test for a gene that is often present. We'll do x-rays of the back, very specific x-rays. We'll do a thorough physical exam, a history, including family history, and all of those things play into the diagnosis. So really, you know, my goal is to help raise awareness of what this disease means. And that's why Dan and I are both so excited to be working with Novartis on this project to educate people about what AS is, how you get diagnosed and treated, and help people get to a rheumatologist.
Well, a shout out to Novartis, a great company, saving a lot of lives and helping a lot of people live a healthier life. And Dan, you're like really a rock and roller, man. You're really like doing well here.
Hey, thanks.
What do you attribute that to?
You know, I'm from Las Vegas, so I have a little Vegas luck on my side, I think. A little hard work and, you know, I don't know. I just love music. I love it. I love writing about things that are important to me. And so I don't know the secret to success. If you know it, you probably could make a lot of money. But I don't know it. So, but I'm just happy to be where I am.
There you go. And Dr. Norton, you seem happy doing what you're doing as well?
Absolutely. You know, I'm so fortunate to be able to treat patients and to help them. It's an honor, really, to have that trust from patients, and I appreciate them so much. And then to be able to educate the broader public, to raise awareness for this disease that Dan and I have suffered from, and to maybe help make AS a household word. This work is really so rewarding to me, because both of us want to decrease that delay in diagnosis, help people get to a rheumatologist, and really help change lives.
Can Dan sing to you also? You know, make you feel a little better there too?
Yeah, you know, I think my goal is exactly that, which is to just spread awareness as much as possible. You know, I've already had people, we've been doing this campaign for a little while now, I've already had people come up to me around the world and say, hey, look, I took that 3-minute quiz and was at, and then saw a rheumatologist and was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, and it saved my life. So for me, this really is super important work. Maybe the most important work I'm involved in. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be a voice and to be a part of it.
Thank you both very much for sharing good news and for your outreach and the good things you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.